This song is called The Battle of 1812. And this is a historical song. It's a song about a battle that took place in what year?
1812. The song's called Battle of 1812. Seems like probably it took place 1812.
The funny thing is, the first line of the song starts out in 1814. It was in the War of 1812, but the battle took place in 1814. We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we fought the bloody British in the town of New Orleans. Here we go. Here's your part. We fired once more and the British kept it coming. Wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it all down in Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Let me have a show of hands. How many of you don't like to sing this song? A couple of you. I'm not surprised. You know what? If you don't like to sing, I got a part just for you. Here's what you do. This is a song about an army comes marching. Okay? So you're going to be the army. Those of you who don't like to sing, stand up. Here's what we're going to do. When we get to the they fired our guns part, you're going to take your right leg and you're going to go like this. They fired our guns and the British kept it coming, and it wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they began to run it all down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. You got that? Now, some of you are tapping your feet like this. That won't get it. I want to hear an army marching. I want to hear an army that makes it sound like Godzilla is out in the street in front of Oak Ridge School and he's doing the Macarena. That's what it ought to sound like. Let's try it again. We fired our guns and they got it coming. Wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they begin to run. You know, down the Mississippi, then the Gulf of Mexico. Wasn't bad. We looked down the river and we see the British come. There must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. They stood beside a cottontail. Ago. Fired once more and they begin to run it all down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Okay, good. Well, we ran through the briars and we ran through the brambles, ran through the bushes where a rabbit wouldn't go, ran so fast the hounds couldn't catch him, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. Ready? Where's my foot stompers? They fired our guns and the British kept it coming, and it wasn't as many as was a while ago. Fired once more and they begin to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Now, you know, in those days the army didn't always have enough weapons. So you know what they had to do? They had to improvise. You know what improvise means? That means they had to make up weapons. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. We grabbed an alligator and fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs, put powder in his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept it coming. Wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and then begin to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well,